You better watch your back, cause I'm f***ing under program. And if you're stuck up, you just locked up. Next in line to get f***ed up. Your best bet is to stay away, mother. It's just one of those days. It's all about the he says, she says, fools. I think you better quit, let it slip, or you can leave it with a fat lip. It's all about the he says, she says, fools. I think you better quit talking that talk. So come and get it.
I feel like she likes me. My suggestion is to keep your distance, cause right now I'm dangerous.
Ladies and gents, welcome to Local Anesthesia. If you didn't listen to the last hour, I was also hosting that. My name is Colin, and it's been a fun show so far. My brother is on the air with me. You aren't going to make me laugh with that. You aren't going to make me laugh. You aren't funny. My brother's on the air with me. He's been really good. He's 13 years old, and yeah, so this is Local Anesthesia. It's typically hosted with my friend and roommate Sean Coughlin, but unfortunately he's not here, but he's here in spirit. So yes, that last song was Break Stuff, the edited radio version, supposedly. I did hear some, like, you know, A-bombs, but it's fine, everything's fine. That was Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit, and then the one before that was Caramel by Conan Moccasin, who first of all, shout out to my mom. That was her song, Limp Bizkit, Break Stuff, back in high school when, she used to drive me to school. She played that song constantly on the drive there and while it was being dropped off, so every single kid could hear that. Fond memories, but also kind of terrifying looking back, like how people didn't, you know, think that it was some lunatic. The one before that was Caramel by Conan Moccasin and my friend Jack from Melisma Magazine, Tufts premier music journal, established in 2004. He put me onto that, so shout out him, I guess, too. Shout out Jack. Now, continuing on the theme of song shoutouts, I have a song that my dad wanted. This right here is Working My Way Back to You by the Spinners. I hope that you enjoy.
Hey! Na 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 na.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Local Anesthesia. If you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. All right, everyone, those last two songs that you listened to were I Want You by Marvin Gaye and Her and I Slow Jam 2 by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. All right, Gavin, how about you read this bottom one right here for me, if you wouldn't mind. By the way, this is Colin, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm the better one, Gavin.
This is Gavin. All right, shut up. Continue.
If a fire starts in your home, you have to just wait 2 minutes to escape. That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms. Develop an escape plan and practice that plan monthly. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more. Stop looking at me like that.
That was really good, Gav. Thank you. Everybody needs a smoke alarm in their house, I think. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
We have a smoke alarm in our house, don't we, Gav?
Yep.
Well, that was so blindingly unfunny, Gavin. I think you should get a haircut.
Oh my god.
Gavin, is there anybody that you want to give a shout out to while we're on the air? Put your noggin to it, think about it.
Just my brother.
Gavin, shut up.
He's an amazing host to this wonderful thing.
Radio show,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. This is a question for you, Gav.
What?
What do you want to do when you get older?
I've put like some thought in. I haven't really put a lot of thought into it. But it's I'm going into high school next year, so I need to find out. But I think I'm going to the Voc at the Medford High School.
The vocational school. Because we're like one of the only people who call it a Voc. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I think I'm going to the Voc. But I don't know what I'm going to do after. Because I don't know if I'm going to go into college.
That's fair.
Yeah, so.
What do you think about doing in the Voc? What like program? You want to do like auto body?
Yeah,
do you
want to probably do like auto body.
Culinary, like cosmetology.
The wood.
Carpentry?
Like, yeah, carpentry.
Why carpentry?
I don't know. Lots of money.
The next song that we have for you.
I don't like it. Like, at all.
The next song that we have for you is Teen Town by Weather Report. This version has Jaco Pastorius, one of my favorite bassists of all time, on this. So, Gavin, lead us in.
What?
This is Teen Town by Weather Report.
We'll be right back.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Local Anesthesia. I am your host, Colin, and I'm here with my brother, Gavin.
Hello.
The last song that you listened to was Peaches on Regalia by Frank Zappa. The one before that was Domino Line by Cassiope, and that is a live performance, might I add, and it is peak music, in my opinion. Peak technicality, peak groove, peak proficiency in their instruments. It's good music. And then the one before that was Teen Town by Weather Report. I got into Frank Zappa not too recently. I'd say like senior year of high school is when like I really, you know, glided with his music for a little while. So, and the fun fact is that he did it all sober, which is amazing. Anyways, not to talk about the music too much, which is, I know that you came here to listen to music, but also I got my brother in the studio and I want to share a story about him, about us really. I remember, back when the pandemic first started is when I really started to like Gavin. Before that, I hated him.
Oh yeah. I hated you too.
Right when the pandemic started, we were a bit, we had cabin fever. We were crazy. You couldn't take us anywhere. We were,
oh yeah.
We decided that we'd pass the time by doing a shot of Tabasco one night.
Oh, that was fun.
He doesn't know that I'm telling this story. Yeah. But yeah, we liked the attention, really. And with for our parents, and yeah, we took a shot of Tabasco each, but he did it first. And I have a video of him. Obviously you can't see it, but I have a video of him knocking the shot back and then just immediately puking.
I did.
You borderline threw up, dude.
Borderline. It tasted nasty.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that hot. It was just so nasty. Was it, like, expired or something?
I think that it was expired, too. Which, like, expired pepper vinegar. Yeah. Like, it isn't good.
Yeah.
So.
It was horrible.
Yeah. So, I took, you know, a shot of the Tabasco after, too. And I basically had the same reaction. Maybe a little bit worse, but. And
another hot thing was that, we did the one chip challenge.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Oof, that was rough. I think I threw up.
Yeah.
I think I just drank too much milk.
Yeah.
And it was horrible.
You literally threw. I forgot about that.
I'm never gonna do that again.
That was crazy.
It was not about the intention. It just hurt for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, because I didn't want to do it, so I.
Yeah. So I
backed off. So. So, yeah, so Gavin.
I said chip.
Oh, okay. So Gavin had the chip. Gavin had the chip. My dad had the chip. My dad, I've never seen him react like that. I've never seen a man get so close to tears. And my brother, yeah, should have yuked all over the place. And we thought that our dog got a piece of the chip, too, because you spit it out. And yeah, we thought that he got a little bit of it, which was not fun.
That was not fun at all. I'm never going to do that again.
Yeah. So. Yeah, fun little stories of the past, but we're gonna take it a little bit past our time, give a little bit of a Peter Gabriel moment. So this one is a Sledgehammer. Hope that you enjoy this one, folks.
Groovy!
I wanna be the sledgehammer.
Alright, everyone, welcome back. As the time runs down, I'm getting a little bit sad. Because it means that I'll have to return to reading 150 pages of my book and ignoring the realities of the world. But, anyways, the last song they listened to was Girl by Standing on the Corner, and then Ayonha by Hamid Al-Shaeri, who is a part of the whole entire Habibi Funk wave. Very cool stuff. He's an Egyptian, Libyan artist, if I'm not wrong. Crazy. Gavin, you got anything else to say to the world?
Not really.
Not really?
Nah.
Not feeling it? Wasn't feeling the radio today? Too busy snapping all the baddies? yeah, I guess it's one thing that the audience should know about you.
What?
Nothing, never mind.
Okay, good.
But, yes, after this show, I'm going to be heading home for a little while, getting some, what'd you say, homemade crispy chicken wraps?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my.
They good?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had them before.
I cannot wait.
You're an idiot. Anyways, thank you for tuning in. This has been Colin. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
This has been Gavin. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you everyone for tuning in. The last song that we have set up for you guys is, you know, I think that it's appropriate. It's Credits by Dijon, the last song off of his album Absolutely, and the last song of this program. So, once again, thank you for tuning in. This has been Colin, and goodbye, good evening, good night. Scrub behind your ears, drive safe, don't take candy from strangers, and follow the yellow brick road. All right, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Prateada se esconder.